today to be with you, especially on this Easter day.
This
is my favorite day of the year, and I'm going to preach a sermon on the resurrection.
今天是我这一年中最喜欢的一个节日，而我今天的讲道是主要是关于耶稣的死里复活。我要特别在这个主题上给你们一个正道。
My message today is called the most crucial event in history.
我今天讲到的主题是历史上最重要的一个大事件。
There have been many important events in history, but the most crucial is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
历史上已经有很多很多重要的大事件，但是这其中最重要的大事件就是耶稣基督的复活。
His birth, his life, and death are all extremely important.
耶稣的出生，还在地上的生活和他的死亡，都是极端的非常重要的。
But without his resurrection, they would just be unfinished business.
但是如果耶稣没有复活的话，那这个福音就会有很大一块没有完成的部分。
We couldn't get along without these because they are parts of the plan of salvation.
我们没有办法继续今天下去的讲道，如果耶稣没有复活的话，因为耶稣的复活这些东西都是救赎。哦，对不起，刚刚他讲说耶稣的出生、死亡和生活，我们一样也不能没有他们，因为这些都是救赎计划的一部分。
But if he hadn't been raised from the dead, all these other things would be in vain.
但是假如耶稣没有从死里复活的话，这些耶稣的生死和在地上的生活都是枉然，都是空虚。
Salvation's plan would be incomplete.
而且救赎的整个计划就没有完成。
Jesus had faithfully taught them that he must die and be raised from the dead, but they were unable to grasp it.
当耶稣才在地上生活的时候，他就已经在信仰上教导他的门徒说，他必须先死了以后才能达成从死里复活。但是那个时候，门徒没有办法理解这个概念。
When he died, it was a complete shock to them.
所以当耶稣死的时候，门徒们感到非常的震惊，不知所措。
They said, "We had hoped he was the one to redeem Israel."
门徒彼此说，我们还心里期望说，他是以色列这个民族的救赎主呢。
And even when the tomb was found empty, they could not grasp the truth of the resurrection.
即使后来耶稣的墓穴被人们发现是空的时候，那些门徒还是不明白。
Only when they saw him and touched him and listened to him did they fully grasp it.
只有当门徒看到在耶稣死后又看到耶稣的时候，他们才完全明白这一切的意义。
And when Pentecost came and the Holy Spirit was given, they were on fire for God and revolutionized Jerusalem and the world.
而当圣灵之后在五旬节降临的时候，门徒为了神的缘故被圣灵的火焰临到，而且被更新了，而且从此这整个世界、整个城耶路撒冷城也都被圣灵更新了。
I want to show you, to the best of my ability, the results of the resurrection, which could not have happened without the resurrection.
我想我要在这里尽我最大能力，让你们明白耶稣复活的意义，还有它发生的理由。The
miraculous things which revolutionized the world and all of history I'm talking about.
这个奇迹的发生改变了往后的世界，改变了先前的历史。The
first one is this. When Jesus rose from the dead, his claims were vindicated.
第一件事是说，当耶稣从死里复活的时候，他过去的应许都被证明了。He
had said in John's Gospel in chapter 10 that he had power to lay down his life, but also power
能力舍弃他的生命，并且再次从死里复活。
And if he couldn't do it, they were not obliged to believe what he had said.
事实上，如果耶稣没办法做到这个的话，门徒还有我们其实就不必相信他了。
But he did it. He rose from the dead.
但是耶稣却做到了，耶稣的确从死里复活了。
Nothing they could have put in front of that tomb could have kept him in the tomb and stopped him from coming out.
没有任何一样挡在耶稣墓穴前的东西可以阻止耶稣离开那个墓穴。
The stone wasn't rolled away so he could get out. It was rolled away so they could get in to see the empty tomb.
墓穴前的石头被滚开，并不是为了让耶稣方便从里面跑出来，而是为了让之后的人可以看到那个空的墓穴。
He made some other claims, too, that when he went away.He would send the Spirit, and then he would come again, and so on.
耶稣同时也宣布了几项应许，在他去世之前，在耶稣同时也宣布了几项应许。他说，当他离开以后，他会差派圣灵来。
And when he rose again, all of these claims were vindicated or validated.
而当他从死里复活的时候，这些他许下的应许就都被证明了，被确认了。
The second great result is this. He sent the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, which would not have happened had he not risen from the dead.
第二件事情是说，耶稣许下的诺言，他就说他在他之后的五旬节派下圣灵来。这件事情如果耶稣没有从死里复活，是不可能发生的。
It was the source of their power. The resurrection of Christ.Was the source of their power.
所以耶稣从死里复活这件事情，就是这整个世界的力量的来源。
Jesus did say just before he went back to heaven that when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall receive power.
耶稣在他升天之前就说了，你圣灵将会来，你们将会从中得到能力。在圣灵降临在你身上之后，你们将会从中得到能力。
I marvel at the boldness of the apostles in the book of Acts.
事实上，我对于《使徒行传》中门徒的大胆行为感到很惊奇。
Even their critics said, "We can't let this go on. They're turning the world upside down."
即使那些爱评论的人会说，事实上，这门徒正在颠覆这个世界啊。
And his coming at Pentecost, by the way, was the birthday.Of the church.
而事实上，耶稣来，圣灵来，从五旬节来到那个时候，就是世界上这个教会诞生的时候，所以那天就是教会的生日。
Peter's powerful message resulted in 3,000 people being converted, and they were all charter members, the original members of the church.
在那个时候，彼得借由圣灵发出来强而有力的讯息，使得3000人得救，而这3000人都成为了这个大教会概念的一份子。
And everyone who has been saved since, many of you who are here today, are part of that great church.
而此后得救的每一个人，包括在台下的你和我，都是这个大教会的一份子。
Not just Americans, not just Chinese, but everybody.Every tribe of the world.
不只是美国人或是华人而已，而是每一个民族、每一个国家的人。
And without the resurrection, folks, the Church of Jesus Christ could never have happened.
而我要告诉你们说，如果耶稣没有从死里复活，我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这些事就不会发生。
The third thing was his provision of salvation.Which depends upon the resurrection.
第三个很重要的点是，上帝提供给我们的救恩、救赎的计划，事实上也依附在耶稣的复活上。
As I was preparing this message, a verse of scripture inspired me that goes like this: If we confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
当我正在准备这篇讲道的时候，罗马书10章9到10节这篇经文很生动地出现在我的脑海里。 这篇经节说，你若心里认耶稣为主，你用口里认耶稣为主，心里承认信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
And Paul wrote in his great First Corinthian epistle that if Christ be not raised from the dead, your faith is vain, you are still in your sins, and those who have died in Christ are lost.
另外，保罗也在圣经里面提到说，基督若没有复活，我们所信的便是枉然，你们所信的便是枉然，我们也没有指望了。
So no resurrection, no salvation. None of us would be here as Christians if it weren't for the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以事实上没有耶稣基督的从死里复活，就没有救恩，就没有救赎。
But another outstanding result of the resurrection is his provision for life beyond death.
另外一点是，这个耶稣复活的事情啊，对我们生命的供应是超过死亡的。
Peter, or Paul tells us that Christ's resurrection was what he calls the first fruits.
保罗在圣经里面告诉我们说，基督的复活是睡了之人出熟的果子。
In other words, Christ was raised first, and because he was raised, it set a pattern for our resurrection bodies.
换句话说，因为耶稣他被提到天上了，从死里复活，所以我们也会寻找同样的模式被提到天上。
And if he hadn't risen from the dead, neither will you or I at the end of the age.
假如耶稣没有复活，被提到天上，那不管是你还是我，我们都不会被提。
And thank God that when he raises us that time, we won't die anymore. Death is gone.
感谢神，将我们被提的时候，我们将不再死亡。
But this also speaks of heaven, does it not?If we are raised from the dead, he's going to take us to heaven.
哦，如果我们也像耶稣一样从死里被提的话，我们将被神带到天堂。
Because Jesus said, "If I go away, I will prepare a place for you, and that's heaven."
因为耶稣在圣经里说，我去原是为你们预备地方。
Sometimes I can hardly wait.
有的时候我真觉得我真是等不及了，我好想赶快被提。
So thank God for the resurrection, which guarantees our future resurrection and our living forever and ever and ever in heaven.
所以感谢神，因为这样子的事情，它确保了我们的永生，我们将来复活的被提，我们还有这一切的救恩。
The fifth thing that results from the resurrection is he is also our abiding presence in this life.
还有一个重点就是耶稣他借着这个复活，他在今世中有永远与我们同在。
If he hadn't risen from the dead, how could he be our abiding presence?
如果耶稣没有从死里复活的话，他怎么能够在我们现今的生活中与我们永远同在呢？
Just to speak about how he is our abiding presence, Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me."
圣经中有几个耶稣与我们在今世永远同在的例子，比如说保罗说：“我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。”
He also said, "Christ liveth in me."
保罗也说，耶稣在我里面活着。
And Jesus said, "I am with you always, even unto the end of the age."
而耶稣也在圣经里说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And all these verses underscore the marvelous truth that he is our abiding presence. He's in our hearts. He's with us when we're down.
所有的这些经节都在强调这个奇妙的事实，耶稣永远与我们同在，在我们的一生中，即使在我们陷入低潮的时候，他都永远与我们同在。
And we are no match for the devil.
事实上，我们并不是魔鬼的对手。
And we desperately need Jesus' presence when somebody said when life tumbles in on us, when the earth goes out from under us.
当我们在生活中陷入麻烦、低潮和跌倒的时候，我们是绝对需要耶稣的同在的，因为我们并不是魔鬼的对手。
So when that happens, we know Christ is with us. Amen.
但是当这件事情发生存在的时候，我们就确信耶稣是与我们同在的。阿门。
Number six, we have the fellowship of the church.
第六点重要的就是我们有教会中的团契，彼此相爱。
No resurrection, no church.
事实上，没有从耶稣的从死里复活，就不会有教会。
And don't ever forget, the church is a divine institution.
而不要忘记了，教会是神圣的场所。
He built it.
神建造教会。
He said, after Peter's confession, Jesus said, "On this rock, Peter, the things that you have just said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it."
在圣经里面，在彼得忏悔了之后，耶稣说：“我要把我的教会建造在你这个彼得这个磐石上，死亡的权势不能胜过他。”
So thank God for the church. It's a wonderful place of fellowship.
所以真是感谢神，让我们有这个教会，这是一个美妙的团契，可以聚集彼此相爱的地方。
So when we have our down feelings, like I was talking about, we can always fellowship with people in the church who will help boost us up.
所以就像我前面讲的，当我们灰心、失望、丧胆、有低潮的时候，我们就可以在这个团契里面重新得到安慰和鼓励。
The church is where we hear the word preached.
教会就是我们听讲道的地方。
It's where we worship together.
也是我们一起敬拜神的地方。
It's where we eat together many times.
也是我们一起吃东西、吃喝很多次的地方。
And if you're like me, you like to eat.
如果你像我一样的话，你就会喜欢吃吃喝喝。
But the time of eating together is not just for eating; it's for fellowship and building each other up.
但是事实上，一起吃喝的时候，并不是只是在一起吃喝，而是为了就是亲近彼此的关系，而且彼此鼓舞对方。
And if it wasn't for the resurrection, we wouldn't have the fellowship of the church.
而事实上，如果耶稣没有从死里复活，我们就不会有教会里的团契。
And here's another one, a little bit. Well, you see what I mean. Without it, we would all suffer in hell.
另外还有一点要知道的是，就是如果耶稣没有从死里复活的话，我们都将在地狱里受苦。
That's a tragic thought.
这是一个非常非常悲惨的念头和想法。
And I just want to tell you that God did not prepare hell for us.
但是我想要告诉你们说，上帝并没有为我们预备地狱这个地方。
He says in one of the Gospels that He prepared it for the devil and his angels.
上帝在圣经里面说，地狱事实上是本来是为魔鬼和魔鬼的使者预备的。
But if we do not give our hearts to the Lord and receive Him as our Savior, we are going to end up with the devil and his angels in hell.
但是如果我们不将生命交托给主耶稣，接受他的救恩，最后我们就终将和魔鬼和魔鬼的使者一起在地狱里。
But we don't have to, because Jesus gave us a choice. We can choose to receive Him as our Savior, and then we don't have to go to hell.
但事实上，我们不必到地狱去，因为神给我们救恩的这个选择，我们可以选择相信主耶稣，那我们就不用到地狱里去了。
And finally, I'm sure there are other things, but the final one that I'm going to give is this: without the resurrection, we would not have a complete Bible.
最后，我还要想要补充一点，就是如果没有圣，当然我相信关于复活的部分还有很多可以讲的。但是我最后想要强调的是。 界的预言。
Because all the prophecies of Christ being Israel's Messiah and our Savior of the world would have never occurred.
因为如果没有耶稣的死里复活，圣经里面提到那些以色列的弥赛亚和世界的救世主的应许都不会发生，也不会成真。
The New Testament would never have been written.
而且新约部分也永远不会被写出来。
There would have been no need for it.
因为根本就不需要新约了。
The thing which completed salvation was the resurrection. And that's the thing that we want to emphasize. If it hadn't happened, there would be no New Testament.
完成救恩这个计划的是耶稣的从死里复活。如果耶稣没有从死里复活，救恩计划就不会完成。
There wouldn't have been any book of Acts.
就不会有任何相关的。
There wouldn't have been the wonderful epistles which were written to encourage us and teach us.
那么新约中这些鼓舞我们、安慰我们的经文就不会出现了。
And Jesus would have been a failure.
而耶稣就会成为一个失败的象征。
But thank God, Jesus did rise from the dead.
但是感谢神，耶稣的的确确从死里复活了。
And we have all the Bible, all the plan of salvation, all about heaven and His coming again.
而我们就因此有了一个完整的圣经，完整的救恩计划，像神所计划的那样。
So praise God for the resurrection.
所以真是赞美神，赞美他让耶稣从死里复活。
That's why Easter is so special.
这是为什么复活节是这么重要的原因。
It's not just about Easter eggs and new clothes and getting together with our families.
复活节不只是包括复活节彩蛋、新衣服和家人一起团聚吃喝而已。
Even though all of those things are good.
即使这些事情都很美好，没有错。
But the resurrection celebrates the most crucial event in all of history. And I don't want you to ever forget it.
但事实上，耶稣的从死里复活是在纪念、是在庆祝这个历史上最重要、最重要的事件。而我不希望你们忘记了这一点。
And so have a wonderful Easter celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以希望你们能够好好的庆祝耶稣的复活，然后有一个美好的复活节。
And amen. I finished my message, and I just wanted to get the